服务员叶一鸣，今亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年9月30日，星期三。我们又一次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead.
Madhya-lila 中篇逍遥饶的第23章，生命的终极目标，对神首的爱。
Speaking this morning from Sri Mayapur Dam.
我们现在今天早上是在 Sri Mayapur Dam 向大家直播。
The land of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的土地。
From where the spreading of Krishna consciousness is coming.
Krishna 知觉就是从 Sri Mayapur Dam 开始。遍布四方。
From where the chanting of the holy name and pure love for Krishna is coming.
那唱诵主的圣名，对神首的这个主的爱，就是从这里开始流言出来的。
So, on this occasion of the national holiday, we will speak about Krishna today.
那在这个国庆节的这个节日期间，我们要讲一下 Krishna。
Yes, everything you speak in Krishna consciousness is about Krishna.
今天的这个话题，当然我们所有的讲的一切 ，Krishna 句中的一切都是和 Krishna 有关的。
Before we continue, we have one question left from last week.
Two questions.
Okay.
上周的话应该还有两个遗留的这个问题，所以我们现在先回答一下。第一个问题是：礼拜敬爱的 Guru， 感谢翻译和主持人，请问在。如果说他们乐器非奉献者的家人供灯对他们有好处吗？会不会给自己业报？好，那很抱歉，这个问题晚了一星期了。Sorry, my question is during this month of Rushottama, if we offer some lamps to the deities on behalf of our non-devotee families, would that be beneficial for them? Will that cause some karma to ourselves?
Anything.You do for Krishna is beneficial.
你只要对 Krishna 做不管是做什么事情，都是对他们有帮助的。
But you have to understand that if the boat is sinking, you need to know how to swim first before you can save others.
但是你要知道的一点就是说，如果船一直不断的在下沉，那么。在你想要救别人之前，你首先自己要学会怎么游泳。
So concentrate on your own growth in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，要专注于自己的 Krishna 知觉的成长。
And let Krishna decide how he wants to reciprocate.
然后让 Krishna 来决定他怎么样来回应你，回报你。
If you approach Krishna with the idea of obtaining certain results, then You are not practicing how to give Krishna pure service.
那你如果说你接近 Krishna 的时候，你抱的是这样的一种心态，我要获得些什么，要有一些什么样的结果，那就说明你给予 Krishna 的爱并不是纯粹的。
We have to learn to perform devotional service without motivation.
我们应当要学习怎么样不带动机的去做奉献服务。
And when we do that, Krishna knows exactly how to reciprocate.
当我们这么去做的时候 ，Krishna 他就知道怎么样啊，非常恰当的给予我们回报。OK， 下一个问题来自于 Radha Ananda， 深深的顶拜尊敬的 Prabhu， 经典里说，作为观察者、监督者、见证者，至尊主义超灵的身份居于众生的心中。之所以说不要关注结果，不要带着个人的动机，就是因为超灵是这些结果的权威的给予者，卑微如我们这些头发间万分之一的原子灵魂，为何还要控制不住的带着个人的动机，甚至渴望活动的结果呢？是因为不信超灵存在的事实，还是根本就没有理解这些灵性的知识，还是说是控制不了个人的感官的欲望呢？渴望他不仁慈的明示。感恩翻译 Mataji 和感恩主持人。Okay, in the scriptures, it is said that the Supreme Lord, in the form of the Super Soul, is situated in the heart of all the living entities as observer, supervisor, and witness. Therefore, we shouldn't be pay too much attention to the result. We should act without any personal motivation. It is because the Super Soul is actually the giver of the result of our activities as the authority. We are very humble, just as an atomic soul, one of the 10,000 of the tip of the hair. So why we still can't control our own personal motivations and aspire for the result of the activities? Is it because that we don't believe in the fact that the super soul exists, or is it because that we on the bottom of line we haven't actually understand the spiritual knowledge, or is it because that we can't control the desire of the our senses? Please give us a merciful instructions on this point. Thank you very much.
The simple answer to this is that we listen to the mind too much.
如果说要对于你这个问题长话短说给一个特别简单的回答的话，就是说我们听我们的灵心意的话太多了。
And the reason why we are still in this material world is because we always listen to the mind.
我们之所以一直滞留在这个物质世界，就是因为我们总是在听我们的心意发出的声音。
So you find the answer to this question in the Bhagavad Gita.
所以你可以在《薄伽梵歌》当中找到这个问题的答案。
Where Krishna explains that we get attracted by the object of the senses.
就是说 ，Krishna 说呢，我们是被感官的这个对象所吸引，所以呢就被困在了这个物质世界。
And these attractions create attachment.
而这样的一种被感官对象的吸引呢，就会延伸出依附之情。
This attachment creates an illusion.
然后这个依附完了之后呢，就会有虚幻幻念。
And that illusion covers the intelligence.
而这样的一种幻念呢，它就覆盖了我们的智慧。
Now, for a conditioned soul, using the intelligence is based on the influence of the mind.
那么对于一个受条件限制的灵魂，它怎么去运用自己的感官去行动呢？它是完全在它的这个心意的支持之下。
For a devotee, the intelligence is based on shastra.
那对于一个奉献者来说呢，他的这个智慧是基于经典的。
And shastra are the external manifestation of the Supreme Lord.
而这个 shastra 呢，就是经典，它是至尊主的一个外在的展示。
So under the direction of the spiritual master, we get to serve Krishna and also to hear about Krishna.
那在我们灵性导师的这个指引之下，我们就学会了怎么样去聆听有关 Krishna 的一切，我们也学会怎么样去为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
And then we get to realize the presence of the super soul.
然后我们才能够体会到超灵的存在。
Until then, we have no understanding of the presence of the super soul.
那在这之前，我们是对于超灵的存在是没有任何的理解的。
So we have no reason really to want to develop a humble attitude or to have a service attitude unless we are conscious of the presence of Krishna within ourselves.
所以呢，除非我们能够体会到 Krishna 在我们之内的这个存在的一个事实，否则的话，我们作为受条件限制灵魂是没有理由非常的谦卑，或者是带着这种谦卑的心态去服务的。
And even if some people have some understanding of the presence of the super soul, they still have some material attachments.
那即便是有人他对于超灵的存在有些许的这个体悟，但是他还是多多少少会有一些物质的依附。
We have to understand that the super soul only interacts with someone who has pure motivation.
那我们要知道，就是说，只有一个人他的这个动机非常纯粹的时候，超灵这个时候才会和他有一种交流互动。
So until we reach that level of pure motivation, then we have to refer to the spiritual master, who is the external manifestation of the super soul.
那在我们的这个动机达到纯粹之前，我们还是要去寻找我们的灵性导师。我们所有的行动要参照我们灵性导师的训示。然后呢，你才能够说从内心深处去和这个超灵进行去交流。
Because the spiritual master is very compassionate.
因为灵性导师他是超灵的外在的展示，他是非常的仁慈的。
And the spiritual master understands our weakness, but also understands our sincerity.
那灵性导师他也知道我们的弱点，也知道我们的真诚。
And can guide us from the lowest platform to the highest platform.
那他可以指引我们从最低点迈向最高点。
So in any case, we have to understand our minute position.
所以呢，不管在任何情况下，我们要对自己的这个非常微不足道的地位有充分的认识。
But also the fact that to become an eternal servant of Krishna is actually quite an elevated position.
那我们要知道，能够真正的成为 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，其实已经是达到了非常高的一个境界了。OK， 好，那我们就把这两个问题回答完了，我们现在进入我们今天的课题。
So, we continue with the ultimate goal of life.
我们继续来讲生命的终极目标。
We just only began last week the 23rd chapter.
上一周我们刚开始就是曼加利拉中篇逍遥第23章。
Which is the last chapter of Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami.
实际上这也是上面的这一章，也就是主切他尼亚马哈帕布对萨那坦戈斯瓦米的这个教导的一个延续。
Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opens the gate to the spiritual world for one who has realized their eternal position.
那切他尼亚马哈帕布对一个已经觉悟到了他的永恒地位的人打开了通向灵性世界的大门。
So I gave the example last week of a map.
上一周呢，我举了一个例子，这就好比是一张地图。
And a map means that you are situated in one place and you need to get to another place. There is a destination.
那这个看地图呢，就意味着你知道你自己在地图上的某一点，然后你还有一个清晰的一个目的地，然后你要从这个 A 点到一个 B 点。
So in Krishna consciousness, we have the information about our eternal position as a servant of Krishna.
那作为 Krishna 知觉中的修习者，我们知道我们是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，这是我们的真正的地位。
But we are also conscious of our conditioning.
但是我们同时呢，也意识到自己的局限。
But there is a step-by-step procedure which allows us to reach the ultimate goal.
但是的确是有这么的一个循序渐进一步一步的这样的一个阶梯能够让我们达到一个最高点。
And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting to us now.
那现在呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就向我们揭示这一点。
So that it's like a transcendental manual. As you move forward, you can actually check if you are doing the right thing, if you are going in the right direction.
这个就好像是一个超然的用户指南一样，你就一边在走，你就一边可以去参照这个手册，你就知道你自己走的对不对，你现在走到了什么地方，然后下一步要怎么走。
And if you make mistakes, you can correct the mistakes.
然后你要是发现自己这个犯了错误的话，那么它还有一个故障纠正的功能，所以你可以翻看到这一点来纠正自己的错误。
If you do something wrong, you can learn from the experience.
那你要是做了什么错事的话，你也可以从中吸取教训。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there's no loss and there's no diminution on the path.
Krishna 他说呢，在沿着这条道路的话是没有任何的损失的。
Any small endeavor can protect one from the greatest type of fear.
那沿此道路，哪怕是前进少许，也可以保护一个人免于最大的恐惧。
So this is the beauty of the process of devotional service: is whatever small effort that we make to make spiritual progress, this is to our eternal credit.
那这就是 Krishna 知觉的美妙之处，在这条道路上，哪怕你只是往前走了那么一小步，它也给我们带来永恒的利益。
We can attain perfection in this lifetime.
我们可以在这一生就达到完美。
We can attain perfection in one moment.
也可以在瞬间便达到完美。
We can take a few lifetimes.
但也有可能要生生世世。
Or we can remain in this material world for another few millions lifetimes.
或者是我们还会滞留在这个物质世界，在经历几百万、上千万年。
It is not up to the process. It is up to us how we want to proceed further.
这个完全取决于我们要在这条道路上，我们应当怎么样往前这个进步。
So obviously, the best way to proceed further in this process is to have the right mood and the right attitude.
那这条道路上面怎么样才能够更好的前进呢？毫无疑问，它是基于我们的一个非常好的心态，非常好的态度。
And to be very conscious or to be self-aware.About our own self-development.
而且呢，对于我们的这种自我的成长，或者说自我的这个发展呢，有一种很好的觉察。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to again give the process in a summary.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他现在再一次的把这个过程做一个概述。
And then he's going to speak about the symptoms of the process.
然后呢，他接下来要讲的就是这个过程，这个程序的一些征象。
So that we know if we are in the right direction and developing the right symptoms.
也就是说呢，就是我们就知道了，在这条道路上，我们并没有偏离，我们的这个方向是对的。那么他可以基于这个一些标志，一些明显的标志，或者说一些明显的这个征象，来进行一个自我察知。
So it is quite interesting because when we began to read that chapter last week, we started to read about the symptoms of pure love for Krishna.
那有意思的就是在上一周呢，我们讲到了就是纯粹的奉爱服务，就是这种纯粹的爱。一个人达到纯粹的爱的时候，他会显现出一些什么样的征兆
？Which seems to be very far away from us.
这个对我们看来，在我们看来简直是遥不可及。
First of all, we don't really have a good experience of love in this material world.
首先呢，我们在这个物质世界上，对于物质世界的爱并没有非常好的这种经验。就是说我们觉得这个爱是。 不可接受的。
How are we going to understand pure love for Krishna?
那我们对物质世界的爱也不了解，对爱不了解，那我们怎么样进一步的去了解对 Krishna 的爱呢？
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. That is the reason why he came.
那但是呢 ，Krishna 但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却是非常的仁慈的，这就是为什么他降临于世。
He came to give pure love for Krishna.
他来到这里就是为了赐给我们对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
And he would not give it freely if he was not convinced that it's available to everyone.
那他除非是确信每一个人其实都可以有机会获得这份对Krishna 的这个纯粹的爱，否则的话他是不会这样自由的去派发。
So this is a very, very special dispensation.
所以呢，这样的一种。对神所的纯粹的爱的派发是非常的特别的。
Lord Chaitanya did not make this a secret.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，并没有把它深藏起来，就像是一个秘密一样。
In other words, pure love for Krishna is available for anyone without any discrimination.
换句话说呢，对 Krishna 对至尊主的这种纯粹的这个爱，其实是向每一个人。敞开的，而且是没有任何的分别或者是偏向。
And especially through the pure chanting of the holy name.
特别是通过这种圣名的纯粹的唱诵。
And Lord Chaitanya proved it again and again when he travels around India. Anyone who meets, they instantly begin to chant the holy name.
那当钱德尼亚马哈帕布在整个印度旅行的时候他其实在一路上他就展示了这一点，因为所有的人只要是见到他都会不由自主的唱诵起主的圣名。
And he is going to prove it after he finishes his teachings to Sanatan Goswami.
当他结束了对 Sanatan Goswami 的教导之后呢，他就会证明这一点。
Because remember, those teachings take place in Varanasi, and Varanasi is the place where all the Mayavadis live.
那大家不要忘记了，其他的马哈帕布对三藏坦格斯瓦米的教导是发生在 Varanasi, 而 Varanasi 这个地方呢，它是一个非人格主义者聚居的中心。
So he's going to change the heart of all the Mayavadi sannyasis.And he's going to get them all to chant Hare Krishna.
也就是说 ，Mayavadi 的这些 Sannyasi 托钵僧们都聚集在那里。那么他呢，其他的马哈帕布接下来就会改变他们的这个内心，鼓舞他们，让他们所有的人都唱诵起主的圣名。
So, having access to the ultimate goal, which is pure love of Krishna, is available.
所以说呢，就是每个人其实都有机会，达到对 Krishna 的这个至尊主的纯粹的爱，这个也是生命的终极的目标。
Counting that we follow the process nicely.
但是有一个前提，就是我们要如其所如的去追随这样的一个程序走。
Like when Jagai and Madai, who were very very sinful, began to harass Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur.
就比如说呢，这个贾盖马代他们是非常的罪大恶极的，然后他们当时呢就去恐吓，这个主尼坚南达和 Haridas Thakur.
Lord Chaitanya make them promise that they would give up all their sinful activities.
那贾盖尼亚马哈帕布呢，就让他们两个发誓要放弃所有的这个罪恶活动
，and to instantly on the spot surrender at his lotus feet.
他当场就皈依在他的莲花足下。
So in other words, the process is there.
换句话说呢，这个程序它已经在那里了。
The door is wide open.
而这个大门也是敞开着的。
But do we want to step in?
但是问题就是说，我们是否愿意踏进去这一步呢？
Or do we want to listen to our mind all the time?
还是我们时时刻刻都只是去聆听我们心意的差遣呢？
Because even while we are practicing Krishna consciousness, the mind is always harassing us.
因为在我们修习 Krishna 知觉的这个过程当中呢，心意呢就是时时刻刻的在给我们找麻烦。
So we have to learn to become expert negotiators, to negotiate with the mind, so the mind can leave us alone.
所以呢，我们应当要成为一个谈判的高手，和我们的心意好好的谈判谈判。让他能够放了我们，不要再给我们找麻烦。
Like the poet Govinda does, he has written this beautiful song about the mind.
就好像是 Govinda Das 这位非常著名的这个诗人，他就写了一首诗，是关于这个心的。
How he can engage the mind in Krishna consciousness.
他写到一个人，他应该怎么样？把这个心意用于对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
So as I said at the beginning of this chapter, Lord Chaitanya begins to describe what is the ultimate goal, which is to attain pure love, and how this pure love manifests.
就像我刚才说的一样，在这一章的一开始呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就指出了生命的终极目标是对于这个。神手的这个纯粹的爱，那么这样的一种纯粹的爱，它怎么样才能够展示出来呢？
But then he stops.
然后说到这里，他就打住了。
And he kind of backtracks a little bit.
然后呢，他又往后倒了一下。
So that we make sure that we understand exactly what direction we are taking.
这个时候他又往回走了几步，能够让我们再一次的清晰的看到我们到底走的是。怎样的一个方向？
So, first he says, when ecstatic emotional stage intensifies, it is called love of Godhead. Such love is life's ultimate goal and the reservoir of all pleasure.
首先他说呢，那种就是情感达到狂喜的那个阶段，当它变得越来越强烈的时候，这就被称为对守神的爱。这种爱呢，就是生命的终极的目标，是一切的快乐的泉源。
So he's talking about very intense emotion of pure love for Krishna.
所以他讲的是对 Krishna 的。一种极其强烈浓烈的一种情感阶段，就是对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
And we don't really have an understanding of this.
那关于这样的一种那么强烈的纯粹的爱，其实我们是几乎说是一无所知。
We get to appreciate what ecstatic symptoms are when we read about Krishna's Vrindavan pastime.
那当我们去阅读 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的时候，那我们可能读到一些这种狂喜的征兆。
But we cannot bring ourselves to be part of those pastimes.
但是我们却没有办法走进这个Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
Because we are still conditioned.
因为我们还是备受局限的，所以说我们在受条件限制之中。没有办法成为这些逍遥时光的一部分。
But at the same time, hearing Krishna's Vrindavan pastime is the goal, but it's also the cure.
但与此同时呢，去聆听 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光，它既是我们的目标，同时呢，它又是我们对我们是一种疗愈。
In other words, even in a neophyte platform, we should never stop hearing about those pastimes.
换句话说呢，就是说，我们的在虽然是在初级的这个阶段，我们也不要停止对这个 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 逍遥时光的这个话题的聆听。
So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is going to present the process how we get to the level of pure ecstatic.Love.
那现在呢，齐檀念马哈帕布他就要讲这个过程了。我们怎么样一步一步的达到对 Krishna 对至尊主的那种狂喜的爱，就是这种最高的爱。
Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajana Kriya Tata Nartan Nivritti Syat Tato Nishta Ruchis Tata Ata Shakti Tato Bhavas Tata Premanjiran Chari.Sadakhanam ayam prema Prabhut Bhave Bhavit Kramaha. In the beginning, there must be faith.
那在这里说到了一开始的时候必须要有信心。
Krishna consciousness begins with a little faith.
那 Krishna 主角呢他是从一点就是一个非常细微的细小的这个信心开始的起步的。
Then one becomes interested in associating with pure devotees.
接下来呢一个人他就会对和纯粹的奉献者联谊发生兴趣。
Thereafter, one is initiated by the spiritual master and executes the regulative principles under his orders.
接下来呢，一个人他就会受到灵性导师的启迪，在灵性导师的训令之下，从事规范的原则的活动。
Thus, one is freed from all unwanted habits and becomes firmly fixed in devotional service.
这样呢，他就会从所有不良的习惯中摆脱出来，并且坚定地处于奉献服务之中。
Thereafter, one develops taste and attachment.
之后呢，他就会培养出品味和依附之情。
This is the way of Sanada Bhakti, the execution of devotional service according to the regulative principles.
那这个途径呢就被称为是 Sanada Bhakti, 也就是根据规范原则来从事奉爱服务。
Gradually, emotions intensify and finally, there is an awakening of love.
那就是逐步的情感就会变得越来越强烈，最终爱被唤醒。
This is the gradual development of love of Godhead for the devotee interested in Krishna consciousness.
对于一位对 Krishna 知觉感兴趣的奉献者而言，这就是他的对神手的爱的逐步发展。
So in one statement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the entire process of Krishna consciousness.
这就是在这样的一段陈述里面，其实 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就把 Krishna 知觉的这个整个的这个程序都讲了一遍。
And right after that, he gives the key.
然后在那之后呢，他就开始讲这个关键点。
Satam prasangam mama virya sambido bhavanti ritkana rasanaya kataha.Taj Josanat Sapavargavartmani Shradaratir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens.And gradually one attains firm faith and in due course of time develop into attraction and devotion.
在这里就是讲到呢对于关于有关守神的信息充满着灵性的力量只有在和奉献者在一起的时候才能正确的得到讨论。当在与和奉献者的联谊中去聆听这些话题的时候就会觉得甘之如饴。当一个人从奉献者那里去聆听的时候这种超然的体验就会迅速的敞开而逐步的他就会在一段时间之后就会达到坚定的信心并进一步发展到奉爱之情并进一步发展为吸引和奉爱之情
So this was spoken actually by Mother Devahuti
这个是 Devahuti 他讲的
The mother of Kapiladev
这是 Kapiladev 的母亲他所说的话
And what this means is that first Krishna consciousness must be practice with devotees.
就是在这里他说了几个要点，第一个就是说 Krishna 知觉是必须要在和奉献者的联谊中进行的。
And amongst the devotees, the best activities is to hear about Krishna.
那在和奉献者在一起的时候，最好的一件事情就是去聆听有关 Krishna 的话题。
And if we do that, gradually we develop some attraction and faith becomes strong.
如果我们一直这样去做的话呢，我们就会越来越被吸引。然后呢，就是这个信心就会建立起来。
So, Mahaprabhu continues.
然后呢 ，Mahaprabhu 他就继续往下讲了。
If one actually has the seed of transcendental emotion in his heart, the symptoms will be visible in his activities. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures.
在这里呢，就是马哈帕布他继续说，他就是说，如果一个人在他的心中已经播下了这个超然情感的种子，那么这些征兆呢，就很快会展现在他的这个活动之中。所有的启示经典都证实了这一点。
If you're developing a cold, there are symptoms. You get some headache. You start sneezing.
这个就好像是一个人感冒的时候一样，他开始打喷嚏，头疼，这个都是这个感冒带来的症状。
Like many people are developing the virus, the coronavirus, so they are very specific symptoms.
就好像现在有很多人他们感染了新冠病毒，那么他也会有各种各样的症状。就是他的症状。
And those symptoms are very visible.
这症状是显而易见的。
So similarly in spiritual life, when you make progress, the symptoms are very visible and they are very clear.
同样的，如果你是在这个灵修的生活之中，那你就会非常清晰的看到一个人身上他是会能展示出一些征象。或者说有一些显而易见的一些标志的。
So now, Lord Chaitanya is going to give the list of the symptoms. Please pay attention because you could be included in there.
接下来呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就要说了，到底是哪一些征象呢？可以表明呢，你要仔细的听，有可能你在自己的身上就会看到这一切。
So you could be the lucky one to win the prize if.You have those symptoms. You are very advanced.
所以说，如果说你有这些征象的话，你就好像是赢了大奖一样，说明你非常的幸运。
Be ready for this.
所以说呢，大家准备好。
Maybe you are the one.
可能你就是其中的一个呢。
If you're not the one, you know what kind of work you have to do to catch up.
但是呢，如果说你觉得这些跟你没有什么关系，你还没有这些征象的话，那你也知道一个努力的方向，你怎么样才能够更加的努力，你才能赶上它。
Lord Chaitanya says, "Kshantir abhyarta kalatvam viraktir manasunyata ashabanda samutkanta name gana sadaruchi ashaktistad gunakyane pritistad vasatishtale ityadayo nubhavashur.Jata bhavan kure jane. Here is the list. When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following 9 symptoms manifest in one's behavior.
那这里就是说到呢，当对 Krishna 的这种狂喜的情感的种子开始开花结果的时候。那么就在一个人的行为当中就会展示出以下九种征象。
So now we're dealing with the supreme doctor.
现在呢我们面对的是谁呢？是一个超然的至尊的医生。
We are getting transcendental medical assessment.
那现在呢我们要进行超然的这个医疗诊断。
First one, forgiveness.
首先第一个呢就是说宽容。
Second one, concern that time should not be wasted.
第二点呢，就是说，就是 非常的关心这个时间是否被浪费了，就是对这个时间的这个浪费这件事情，他是时时刻刻警觉的。
Third, detachment.
就是不依附。
Fourth, absence of false prestige.
就是摆脱了虚荣心。
Fifth, hope.
希望。
Sixth, eagerness.
接下来是一种迫切的渴望。
Seven, taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord.
然后呢，对主的圣名的念诵或者唱诵呢，培养出了品味。
Eight, attachment to the description of the transcendental qualities of the Lord.
非常沉醉于对这个主的超然品格的描述啊，依附这种描述。
And nine, affection for those places where the Lord resides. That is a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan.
就是热爱这个主所居住的一些地方，比如说一个庙宇啊，或者是像 Vrindavan 这样的圣地。
These are all called anubhava, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotions. They are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify.
就是说，这些真相呢，都被称为是 anubhava， 就是说，狂喜情感的一种标志，一种辅助性的一种标志。就是对于一个内心当中已经内心当中的对神手的爱的种子已经结果开始结果开花结果的人而言呢，在他的身上就可以看到这些品格。
So these are the references that we need to look at to see how we are progressing in Krishna consciousness, how far we are from developing those symptoms.
所以呢，这个就好像是一个参照系一样的。我们通过去参照这里所说的这个一切，我们就知道我们在 Krishna 知觉的这条道路上到底进步到哪里了。然后我们离培养出这些声像还距离有还有多远
？Now they may not all appear at the same time.
那这些真相不一定就是同时都展示出来的。
But ultimately, they should all manifest.
但是最终而言的话，他们都应当完全的展示出来。
So, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to go through each one of them.
那现在的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就要一一的进行解释了。
First, he says, if love for Krishna in a seedling state has fructified in one's heart, one is not agitated by material things.
首先他就是说呢，对 Krishna 的这种爱他如果还是在一个人的内心当中是一个幼苗的一个阶段那他等会我问一下 How is it possible a seedling is already fructified? Normally you say fructified when it's already mature.
Fructify means it begins to sprout.
那就是首先呢，就是说对 Krishna 的这个爱呢，如果说在一个人的内心当中，他已经开始生根发芽了，那么其标志就是说他已经不会被世俗的事物所激发，就不会被这个世俗的这个事物所搅扰。
So basically, the seed of love for Krishna is planted with faith.
所以说呢，这个是，这个对守神的这个爱的这个种子，它是以一个信心的这个方式，首先是植入到一个人的内心的。
Now that seed could just remain in a seed form.
那这个种子呢，它可能自始至终可能都一直是一个种子的样子。
But if we follow the process nicely, the seed will begin to sprout.
但是呢，如果说我们要非常好的去照看这个种子的话，这个种子可能就会发芽。
And the symptom of that fructification is that we become detached from material things.
那当我们就是这个怎么就能看到这个种子它已经发芽了呢？就它有一个标志，就是说你开始。对这个物质的世俗的事物不依附了。
Now, we have to be very clear on detachment from material things. It doesn't mean to be materially irresponsible or to escape responsibilities.
好，那我们要非常小心的一点就是在这里说到不依附物质的事物，这个并不是一种逃避主义，并不是说你逃避在这个世间的责任。
So, as an example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks a verse which was spoken by Maharishi Parikshit, where he was so eager to hear about Krishna that he did not even care when and how he's going to die.
那在这里呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要说明这一点呢，他就举了一个例子，就是 Maharishi Parikshit 的例子，就是 Parikshit 大军的这个例子。那 Parikshit 大军呢，他是非常沉醉在这个对守神的这种爱之中的，所以说他已经不再在乎说他会以一种什么样的方式死去，或者他什么时候会死，他对死亡已经漠不关心了。
The next symptom, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, not a moment should be lost. Every moment should be utilized for Krishna or connected with him.
接下来 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，就是不能浪费这个时间，就是说哪怕是一个片刻都不应当虚度，都不应当虚度掉啊，每一个瞬间呢都应当用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务啊，对不起啊，每一个时刻都应当用来为 Krishna 服务或者与他连接。
Well, that's complicated.
Now I repeated one thing.
So, in other words, we have to be conscious of how we use our time.
那换句话说呢，我们到底怎么样用时间，这一点我们自己一定要非常的小心。
How much time we use in remembering or serving Krishna, how much time we use for our own mind, how much time we actually waste.
就是我们到底拿了多少的时间来去记忆 Krishna, 去为 Krishna 服务，那有多少时间我们在忙活着我们心意的事情，想着我们心意里的那些事情，那又有多少时间我们是被我们虚度掉的呢？
So when we study the life of very advanced pure devotees, all these symptoms are manifested.
那让我们去研究一下那些非常精进的这种高层次的奉献者的话，我们就会发现他们的身上都已经展示出了那些重要的真相。
Like in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada never wasted a second.
这个就好像我们看 Srila Prabhupada 的生命，看他的实际生活的，他是一分钟都不会浪费的。
Or our senior, very respected gurus in ISKCON, you can see they never waste a moment.
还有我们在 ISKCON 的这些非常高级的这些奉献者，这些guru们，他们也是从来都不浪费时间的，哪怕是一分一秒都不会浪费。
So we have to become like this. We never waste a moment.
所以我们也要应当要追随他们的榜样，千万不要虚度光阴。
So.In the material field, people are interested in material enjoyment, mystic power, sense gratification, but these things do not appeal to the devotee.
那就是在这个物质的这个世界，人们都只对物质的享乐、世俗的享乐，还有权力、力量和感官享乐感兴趣，但是这一切对于奉献者而言都没有丝毫的吸引力。
So these again are symptoms because even while practicing devotional service, we keep our subtle attachment and attraction to things of this material world because we think we can use them in Krishna's service.
那有的时候我们是在修习 Krishna 知觉的时候，其实我们还是对于这些物质世界的一些东西表示着这种兴趣或者有一些依附的。我们。是这么说服自己的我们可以把这些世俗的物质世界的东西拿来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
So we have to understand that because we're in the material world, world, everything can be used in Krishna's service, but we have to be careful we don't get entangled with those things.
那当然了，我们知道在物质世界，那我们周围的所有的这一切都是可以拿来为 Krishna 做奉献服务的。物质的事物可以为 Krishna 做奉献服务，但是我们必须要慎之又慎，要非常的小心，不要卷到这个里面被它吞没了。
A fully surrendered devotee always hopes that Lord Krishna will be kind to him. This hope is very firm in him.
就是一个完全皈依的一个奉献者呢，他总是期望着主，Krishna 会对他非常的仁慈，非常的仁爱。这种期望呢，是非常的坚定的。
In other words, sometimes you may feel that you're not making progress, and you think, well, this process is not really working for me.
那换句话说，就是有的时候呢。你好像觉得你自己在 Krishna 知觉当中举步不前，然后你就想，哎呀，这个 Krishna 知觉的休息的这个程序啊，看来就是对我没有什么帮助。
There is a saying in English that it's always during the time of examination that the teacher is the most quiet.
那英语里面有这么一句话说，总是在考试的时候，这个老师才是最沉默的。
And there is a beautiful poetic description about a bird called the Chakora bird.
还有一个非常优美的一个比喻，说有一种鸟叫 Chakora 鸟。
This Chakora bird only lives from the water it drinks from the clouds.
这种 Chakora 鸟呢是非常的特别的。它只饮用来自于云朵的这种水。
That bird will not drink anywhere else.
如果它要喝水的话，它只在云端里面去喝，它不会在任何其他的地方找任何的水。
So this bird always hopes very firmly that this cloud has water and I can drink from it.
所以这些鸟呢，通常他们的信心都会非常的坚定啊，它是确信无疑，这朵云有我可以喝到的水。
That even if there is thunder coming out of the cloud, will be patient and wait for the water to fall.
即便是这个云朵里面有这个乌云中电闪雷鸣，这个鸟它。也不会改变他的主意，他会在一旁耐心的等待，因为他内心非常的坚定，我要喝的水就在这朵云里。
So then there's a beautiful prayer that follows this idea. Oh my Lord, I do not have any love for you. And hearing, nor do I possess.The mystic power of a Vaishnava, knowledge or pious activities. Nor do I belong to a very high caste family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is always giving me pain.Beautiful.
接下来有一段非常优美的话，意思就是说，主啊，我对你没有任何的爱，我也没有丝毫的资格，去唱诵或者是聆听，即此从事奉爱服务，我没有丝毫的 Vaishnava 的玄秘力量，我也没有知识，没有虔诚的活动。我不属于任何高贵的家庭，总之我一无所有。然而 ，Gopi 们最亲爱的人呢？因为您总是将您的仁慈赐福于最堕落的灵魂，因此我的信心坚定不移，时时刻刻在我的心中。那希望给予了我。那希望不断地折磨着我，给予我痛苦。
This is called Ashabandha.
这个就被称为 Ashabandha.
that we have to come, practically speaking, what this verse means is that we have to come naked. We have no position, we have no qualifications, but we never give the hope that Krishna's mercy will come to us.
这段话的意思其实就是说我们就应当是赤裸裸地站在 Krishna 的这个面前，因为我们没有任何的资格，我们没有任何的品格，也没有任何的地位所以说呢，我们但是呢，我们对于 Krishna 的这个信心是没有丝毫受损的，我们时时刻刻的对他充满着坚定的信心和希望。We constantly keep the hope.
You never, never, ever give up hope that Krishna will give you mercy.
就是我们呢，永远的都不放弃这样的一份信心，永远坚定不移的知道这个 Krishna 一定会将他的仁慈赐福于我们。
And this requires humility.
要做到这一点是必须要有谦卑的。
Then.Samutkanta.
接下来是 Samutkanta.
The eagerness characterized by the desire to be with Krishna.
接下来说到的是一种热切的渴望，它的这个标志主要就是说是想和主在一起的一种热望，就是一种热切的愿望。
How do we develop that desire?
那这样的一种愿望怎么样才能够培养出来？
By hearing about Krishna and serving Krishna and serving Krishna's devotees.
就是通过聆听和服务Krishna. 那么怎么样做到这一点呢？是通过服务奉献者。
So this is characterized by a beautiful verse, O Krishna, O flute player, the sweetness of your early age is wonderful within the three worlds. You know my unsteadiness and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place. But how can this be accomplished?
在这里就是说到呢，就是 Krishna 是神匕首啊。你早年的甜美 ，the age is wonderful within， 在这个三个世界当中，您展示了您your early age means the early time of his life， right？
His pastime。
就是说呢，就是在这三个世界当中，您展示出了您的逍遥时光的甜美，你知道。您知道我是非常的不稳定的，而我也知道您。Can you explain about this? You know my state.
Unsteadiness means the feelings of ecstasy are unbearable.
因为我想让拉达沙帕布来解释一下这种不稳定、这种动摇在这里到底是什么意思。那在这里呢，它这个就是不稳、这种动摇、这种意思就是说是在这种狂喜之中而表现出来的
这种真相。Any mundane lovers would recite poetry like this.
就是如果是在任何一种这个世俗恋爱中的人，他可能都会送出这样的一个诗篇。
You can find many books in Chinese poetry that will have the same wording in English poetry, in Greek poetry. This is about pure.Love between two persons.
就是说呢，就是说的我没有办法保持这种平静，好，就是好像乱了方寸一样。那这个呢，就好像就是在这个，无论是在这个物质世界，在中国还是在西方，一个在这个热恋中的人，他可能都会送出这样的一个诗篇。
You can read the same thing with Romeo and Juliet.
这个在《罗密欧与朱丽叶》当中呢。可能也可以读到这一点。
So this is between Radha and.
那就是在这段话里面呢，就是说到了这个就好比是 两个相爱的人一样，在热恋当中所说的话。Radha Shankar 说，不管是在中国还是在西方，你经常会看到一些情话或者是情书里面，可能两个相爱的人，他会彼此向对方去倾诉这种爱意啊。因为在这里说到了他的心已经没有办法保持这个平静了。I haven't finished yet。就是这一点呢，无人能明白。我只是想看到你美丽的脸庞，在一个僻静无人的这个地方，我希望看到你的美丽的脸庞，但是我怎么才能做到这一点呀 ？OK， continue。
Due to having great relish for the holy name, one is inclined to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly。
就是说。因为当一个人能够去品味这个圣名的甘露的时候，他就会有一种强烈的愿望，他希望能够永不间断的恒常的去唱诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
So this is the ultimate symptoms of our great attachment to Krishna, is we want to chant his holy name all the time。
所以呢，这个就是对 Krishna 的一种强烈的一种依附，就是说我们可以去持续不断的去唱诵主的圣名，有这样的一种渴望，强烈的渴望。
As Rupa Goswami will later say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I wish when I chant the name Krishna, I wish I had millions of tongues and I wish I had millions of ears.
就像之后就是 Rupa Goswami 他对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说的一样，当我去唱诵主的圣名的时候，我希望我有千千万万张口，我有千千万万双耳朵。
Right now we have one tongue and two ears, and we struggle to chant our rounds.
现在我们只有一个舌头，一对耳朵，但是我们念诵的时候都这么的挣扎。
So we have a long way to go.
所以说呢，我们的前方的道路还是非常漫长的。
Okay, we'll stop here. See if there are any questions.
好，我们现在呢，今天就讲到这里，看看大家有没有什么问题。Okay. 从一来的馒头鸡，看看大家有没有什么问题啊？我看一看上周还有没有落的。
好的，请稍等一下，大家还没反应过来。
好的，没问题。我不记得这个问题有没有问过了，我问一下了，但是
we've already gone through this.
Is there any missing questions from last time? Okay, 好，那看来上周的这个问题我刚才又走回去看了一看有没有落的，应该是都回答了。好，我们稍等一下。Smoothie Radha Mataji， 谢谢你啊！早上还要接送孩子，然后还同时在帮我们主持这个课。
谢谢你给我这样的机会，奉献者给我这样的机会。但是最近情况有些变化，的确是会打扰到我们的专注的服务。那我想问，把部分大家知道。那在我们灵性回归的这条道路上，我们会遇到的那些神医治疗我们内心的这种创伤的奉献者，他跟我们是有着前世的这种溯源，还是说只是来源于使徒传系的仁慈？还有说好多的奉献者，我们都会有一种似曾相识的，好像很久很久就认识的这种感觉。这个也都是我们在累生累世当中积累的这个缘分吗？
Hare Krishna. So the first question is from Sumuki Radha. So just to fill the gap. So in our journey of the spiritual practice under the cure, the healing of the our spiritual and transcendental doctor, sometimes we would come across some devotees whom we feel that very familiar to us, as if that we have seen them before. So my question is, whether it is from based on our previous connection with those devotees or this kind of mercy is purely from the sampradaya, from the parampara.
Yeah, it can be from past life, who knows?
就是跟奉献者之间的这种关系，就是你说的这种似曾相识的这种关系，有可能是来自于前世的这种缘分，这个也是非常的可能的。But sometimes it's also because through the parampara, the mercy was coming through the devotees like that.
Don't speculate like this.
Okay, 好。How, when in our spiritual journey, sometimes we feel it is so difficult and we feel that it doesn't work on us at this time, how to still keep up on a firm faith to move on? 那我的一个问题哈，趁大家问题还没有发下来，就是有的时候我们在灵修的这个道路上会遇到一些困难，觉得信心也很动摇，信心不足。那么在这种时候，怎么样去保持信心
？You have to remember that you've taken vows at the time of initiation.
白拉昌帕布的回答就是说，你在这个时候呢，一定要回想起你在启迪的仪式上面所发出的这个誓言。
And that we have received instructions from the guru.
而且呢，我们从我们的 guru 那里也得到了训示。
So.Even if it's difficult to follow, we still have to follow something.
即便是你要去再继续去坚持去遵循这个誓言和训示非常的困难，但是你依然还得坚持不懈。
The spiritual master is teaching the disciple to move from being independent from Krishna to be dependent on Krishna.
其实灵性导师他在教导着我们怎么样从就是独立于 Krishna 的这种状态，过渡到依附于 Krishna 的状态。
So if you want to use your independence again, then obviously it's going to be hard for the mercy to flow.
如果说你还是我行我素，紧紧的抓住你的那个独立性不放的话，那这个仁慈可能就很难涌向你。
That's why it's a serious undertaking to take shelter of a spiritual master.
所以说呢，去皈依于一个托庇于一个灵性导师呢，去托庇于一个灵性导师，这是一件慎之又慎的一件事情。
We have to take spiritual life seriously.
我们一定要抱着非常认真严肃的这个态度去面对我们的奉献服务。
Even when there are moments of weakness.
就算是有的时候我们感到非常的虚弱。Yes. 好。下面一个问题来了，请问帕布在分爱九阶段的发展中，经常是觉得进一步退两步，这种波动让人非常的焦虑，如何面对这份焦虑呢？The question is, during the process of practicing the nine different stages of devotional life, we always feel that like we step forward.Maybe only one step forward, but two steps backwards. This kind of fluctuation is very irritating to us. We are very much in anxiety about that. So how to face that?
That's because we have a controlling mentality.
你之所以有这样的一种心态的话，还是想有一种掌控。
We think that we make the problem.
然后我们就觉得哦，我在进步，是我在进步。
Actually, it's all done by Guru and Krishna.
但实际上呢，这个进步并不是来自于你的，一切都是由 Guru 和 Krishna 来完成的。
So when we make one step forward, even if we feel we make two steps backward, it's only a feeling. It's not a reality.
所以说呢，即便是你觉得你好像往前走进了一步，但是又同时又退了两步。那只是你的个人的一种感觉，而并不是真实的状况。
And actually, these feelings of going two steps backwards, they're actually the springboard for the next step forward.
实际上呢，你往后退了这两步，可能这个还真的是一个很大的跳板。你退到了一个跳板上，是为了你接下来的两大步的做的一个准备。
So we have to keep going.
所以我们还要就是勇往直前哈。
And be hopeful.
而且呢，心中永远保持着渴望啊，充满着希望。OK, 下一个问题来自于徐宝英，还想听 Chakura 鸟的故事，以信心的方式让圣灵植入内心。Can you elaborate a little bit more on the birth of Chakura bird? How can we plant the seed of the holy name in our heart?Through our Shraddha, through our faith.
Faith is already planted, that's the seed.
其实信心早就已经植入在你的心中了，这个信心相当于就是一个种子。
And we water the seed with the chanting.
然后呢，我们是通过唱诵或者说念诵来浇灌这个信心的种子的。
But the seed cannot fructify if the chanting is offensive.
但是呢，如果是这个念诵还是有这个冒犯的话，这个种子它就永远都不可能发芽。
So the first project, the first objective for a devotee is to chant offensively.
所以说呢，对于奉献者来说呢，最首先的一个很重要的一个目标就是说，你要你要去去除你的念诵中的冒犯。
Because taste will not come until.We have stopped making offenses to the holy.
所以说呢，只有当你清除了对圣名的念诵的冒犯的时候呢，你才会有对圣名才会产生品味。
So once we get the taste for chanting the holy name, then we will not want to be nourished by anything else.
当我们已经品味到了圣名的。这种甘露的时候，有了这种品味的时候，那你就就是别无所求了，你不会再想到从任何其他的渠道再去获得什么样的。
Just like the Chakura bird will not drink any other water but from the rain cloud.
就好像这个 Chakura 这个鸟啊，它也是对任何其他的事物都是没有任何的兴趣的，他的心只在这个云朵里的这个水，他只想从这个云朵当中去汲取他要喝的这个水。
So the only thing that stops a devotee from making progress is offenses.
其实呢，唯一的阻止的奉献者的进步的进程的就是冒犯。
And of all offenses, criticizing other devotees, that is the most detrimental.
在所有的这些种种的冒犯当中，去这个挑剔和指责别的奉献者，这个应该是这个破坏力是最大的。
Because all the devotees are dear to Krishna.
因为所有的奉献者来说呢，他们都是 Krishna 非常爱的。
So how can you go against something which is dear to Krishna?
那对于 Krishna 的挚爱的奉献者，你怎么能够去冒犯呢？OK, 下一个问题来自于 Hare Krishna, 顶拜帕布的莲花组，请问怎么样才能在念诵中保持专注 ?How to keep concentration in our chanting?
Concentration comes when you pay attention to the sound.
这个专注是首先是来自于你要去关注你的念诵的这个声音。
And also, when you don't,Engage with the mind.
还有呢，就是说你不要多想，就是你不要让你的心意在这个时候去活动。
Don't ever think that at some point the mind will stop working.
然后你也不要想着我的这个心意什么时候能停下来。
The mind will always engage you.While you are chanting,
因为你在念诵的时候，你的心意呢，它总会不时的来打扰你。
So you can't stop the mind, but you can ignore it.
所以说呢，这个心意它总是活跃的，你是没有办法去阻止它的，但是你可以去忽略它。
So you ignore it by concentrating on the sound vibration.
那你怎么样呢才能够去忽视它不理睬它呢就是通过对这个圣名中的这个声音的专注。
And when you hear the sound vibration, you actually understand that you don't just repeat words, but you're actually speaking to Krishna.
就是你要去专注的去倾听你的口中所发出来的圣名的每一个音节，而且你要有这样的一个意识，我不是只是在机械的重复 Krishna 的圣名，其实我现在是在跟 Krishna 对话。
So we have to get to the stage where every single one of our rounds is a conversation with Krishna.
所以说呢，我们要逐步的要向这样的一个方向努力，这个使得我们的念诵的每一圈都好像是和 Krishna 的一场对话。
And gradually what will happen is that the mind will begin to manifest remembrance of Krishna's pastimes.
然后慢慢的这个心意当中啊它就会展示出对 Krishna 逍遥时光的记忆。就是你的心意就开始想起了 Krishna 的那些逍遥。
Then we know we are nicely situated.
那这个时候你就知道了，你是处在一个比较好的状况中了。
But first, we have to pay attentive. We have to be attentive to the sound vibration.
但是一开始的时候呢，你要专注的就是那个音震啊。下一个问题来自 Prima Sarovadasi， 感谢帕布和 Marketi 的人，请问帕布。如何逐渐减少对物质事物的兴趣，不断的增加对 Krishna 的兴趣。Thank you very much for your mercy. My question is how to gradually decrease our interest in material things, but instead increase the interest in Krishna.
You can't use this kind of mechanical process.
你是不能用这么一种比较机械的这个方式来解决问题的。
It's the wrong approach.
首先这个出发点应该是不太对劲。
You don't concentrate on minimizing material consciousness. You concentrate on increasing spiritual consciousness, and naturally the material consciousness will reduce.
就是说你的这个出发点不要是哎呦我怎么样来降低我的世俗的知觉怎么样去除物质世俗的这种知觉你应当是首先这个起步就应当是我怎么样去加强我的灵性的知觉。
So Krishna consciousness is not a process of reducing.
所以 Krishna 知觉的这个程序它不是一个削减的过程。
It's a process of increasing spiritual activities.
是一个如何增加灵性活动的过程。
And naturally, the material side decreases.
其实在你的这个灵性的这一面不断的去累积增加的时候物质的这一面呢自然而然就被削减了。
So it's a question of where you place your focus.
所以呢这个的问题的核心就是你的这个专注点你的焦点究竟放在哪里的问题 OK 下一个问题春天来了这是来自于春天来了这个奉献者顶拜发布请问怎样才能专注的念诵这个问题好像前面回答过了就是 similar question how to be focused on chanting is it all you want to say more
you have to pray
你必须要去祈祷。
Chanting means praying.
其实念诵就是意味着一种祈祷。
The name is a person.
因为圣名它是一个人。
That person is Krishna.
那是谁呢？是 Krishna.
Who manifests in the form of a sound vibration.
他以一个音震的这种形象，现在他展示在你的面前。
So the name.The name of the holy name is Nam Prabhu.
所以呢，这个 Krishna 的这个圣名呢，它是 Nam Prabhu.
Nam means the name.
Nam 的意思是名就是圣名的这个名。
So we have to pray to the holy name. Please let me concentrate on the sound.
所以你把它称为 Nam Prabhu 呢，就是把它作为一个 圣灵的发布，这样一个人这样去对对话的。所以说你要去向他祈祷，请让我专注于你的圣灵。
We have to talk to the Holy Name. It's a person.
对，因为圣灵他是一个人呢，所以说你要跟他去讲话，你要跟他去对话。
Now it's my time to be with you.
你跟他说，现在呢，我这个是眼下当下这个时刻，我只想和你在一起。
There is no one else between us.
在我们之间没有隔着任何人。
So please help me chant your holy name with attention.
所以呢，请您帮助我，让我能全神贯注的去念诵您的圣名。
And if you do this regularly, you will find that the holy name will help you to be attentive.
那如果说你经常这样去说的话，你就会发现逐渐的这个圣名真的会 在那里帮助你，帮助你更好的去专注于它。
This is the ultimate test of meditation.
啊，这个实际上是冥想中的一个终极考验。
When we are able to focus the mind and be attentive just to hear transcendental soundsVibration.
就是我们能不能做到心无旁骛，完全全神贯注于圣灵的这个音振呢？这个实际上是最终的一个衡量的指标。
So it's not going to happen overnight.
这个一定不是一蹴而就的。
But little bit every day.
但是每一天我们可以往前迈一小步。
And to never give up.
而且呢，永不言弃。
How do the other advanced devotees reach that level? Because every day they make this effort.
那其他精进的奉献者，他们是怎么样做到那达到了那样的一个层面的呢？是因为每天他们都在努力，他们都没有放弃。
2 years ago, I asked this question to Indrajumna Swami.
两年之前呢，我曾经询问过 Indrajumna Swami 这样一个问题。
I said to him.You travel all over the world.
我跟他说呢，你一直在全世界各地旅行。
You meet thousands of people.
你见过的人都有成千上万了。
You manage hundreds of devotees.
然后呢，你还照顾着几百个奉献者的生活。
You arrange hundreds of public programs and devotee programs.
然后呢，你还一直不断的组织和安排几百个对外的。这种活动
you give shelter to so many disciples.
还有奉献者的活动，而且你还只是给了你的这么多的门徒以庇护。
Said, how do you concentrate on your japa every morning?
那我就问他说了，你这么多的这个事情下，你是怎么样做到每天早上专注于你的加法的呢？
You must have hundreds of things going on through your mind.
因为你的脑子里要想这么多的事情，几百件、上千件事情呢。
And his reply was quite interesting.
他的这个回答呢，非常的有意思。
He said, 40 years ago, when I became a sannyasi, I knew this is the life I was going to have.
他说呢，40年前，当我成为 sannyasi 托钵僧的时候，我已经明白了。
So from the very beginning, I trained myself during japa to block everything and just hear the holy name.
所以从一开始的时候，我就这样自我训练。只要我拿起了这个念珠，开始念诵japa了，我就把所有的一切呢都挡在外面。我只是把我的心意专注于圣名的音节。
He says, it takes training, it takes discipline.But you have no other option.
他说呢，这个是需要去训练的，还要这种高度的自律。但是呢，你别无选择，你必须那么去做。
Now we don't have a busy life like he has.
我们的这个生活比起他来说呢，真的是差远了。我们没有那么忙。
We just have a mind which is nagging all the time.
我们只是有一个喋喋不休的心意而已。
I mean, if we were engaged in doing so many preaching activities and distributing thousands of books, maybe the mind will be nagging us in a different way.
当然了，如果说我们也是像他那样子的，就是 做这么多的传教的活动，派量无数的这个书籍，那我们的这个心意的这个唠叨，这个喋喋不休，可能就是另外一种形式了。
But we don't have such a complicated busy life.
啊，其实哦，那我们的这个生活实际上还蛮单纯的，没有那么的复杂，没有那么的忙碌。
So we should make an effort to pay attention to our rounds.
所以说呢，我们应该要对我们每天的这个十六圈要有这个足够的高度的重视和专注。
Because this is the training we need now. Because later, if we have more facility for spreading Krishna consciousness and we are busy, how are we going to cope with quality chanting?
因为我们现在其实就是要时时刻刻保持警惕，要如此来这个训练我们自己。因为未来假如说你的生活变得非常忙碌，你得做很多很多的这个传教了，各种各样的事情涌到你的心中了，头脑中了，那你如果没有一个很好的铺垫，一个训练，一个基础的话，你怎么才能去应付你的心意呢？到时候你怎么才能专注念诵呢？
And the first thing to do is, how often do you look at your phone during japa?
还有一个在你念诵的时候，你要看看自己到底是多是不是经常去看你的手机啊。
And how often do you actually chant japa while looking at your phone?
你可以看看你自己有多少时候你是一手拿着这个手机一手在念诵的呢。
So you will consider a great achievement the day that you can chant 16 rounds without even thinking of looking at your phone.
如果说那个某一天你念诵16圈的这个过程当中，你一丝一毫都没有想到我要去看一眼这个手机，那你就算是一个成就了。
Or looking at anything or thinking of anything.
或者是不想任何事情，不看任何事物，只是全神贯注在圣名上。
Japa means it's us and Krishna and no one else in between.
什么叫Japa呢？Japa就是说在当下这一刻，只有你和 Krishna， 没有任何其他人，没有任何其他的事。
Hare
Krishna。下一个问题，手机 YY 新人，请问 Guru。念诵时关注呼吸吗？ Do we pay attention to our breathing while chanting?
No.
我们不用关注于呼吸。
I just spent 15 minutes talking about paying attention to the sun vibration.
因为我刚才用了15分钟的时间，我专门的讲到了怎么样去关注于这个音振，这个发出的，你念诵的时候发出的那个声音。
Breathing comes automatically with chanting.
其实呼吸它是不需要你单独去关注的，它是自然而然的。你念诵的这种节奏当中，自然而然就配合了呼吸了。OK， 下一个问题 ，Smoky Rada， 请问 Papa， 我们知道对圣名的冒犯是造成一切冒犯的根源，但是在大联谊和集中服务的时候，经常是严重休息不足，在疲惫不堪之中，无法保证念诵的质量，这时候非常容易产生冒犯。如何调整节奏和尽量避免冒犯呢？在行星逆行的时候，奉献者也很容易受到影响。最近的火星逆行就让很多人感觉到这种摩擦的冲突。在没有超越物质自然三形态的影响之前，我们如何去提高觉知，并对这些彼此间的冒犯带来的困扰呢？We know that the offenses to the holy name is the source of all the offenses. However, while we do have big programs or when we are together doing some service, most of the time we are lack of rest. We are not sleeping enough. So in such a kind of exhaustion, it is very difficult to guarantee the quality of the chanting and the offenses happens very easily in this situation. So how to adjust our rhythm, our pace, and be free from the offenses as far as possible. And also something related to this astrology recently, is the planets moving backwards and because of the Mars.The Mars is going certain directions, so the devotees very easily get influenced, just like It's not many people else who easily get into frictions or conflict. Before we actually go beyond the material modes of nature, the three material modes of nature, how to improve our consciousness to cope with the obstacles happened from the offenses between each other.
Man, you're like a complicated life. Huh? Okay, this is the same approach as Prem Sarovar.
这个呢就好比是前面那个 Prema Sarovar 所说的，我们怎么去减少物质的知觉，怎么去就是提高灵性的知觉，就跟那个问题是非常的有关的。
In other words, instead of trying to counteract material challenges, we have to concentrate on what is favorable for spiritual progress.
就是这个物质的生活其实是给予我们的这个影响和冲击是非常的大的，但是呢，我们不要把我们的关注点放在怎么样去抵御这些物质的能量，或者是你说的物质自然三形态对我们的这个影响。我们应当要把我们的注意力关注在怎么样去加强我们的灵性的活动和知觉。嗯，more?
Drink more. Okay, so first of all, you're an adult, and therefore you should know how much you need to sleep.
首先呢，你们是一个成人，既然是成人，应该要知道自己每天到底要睡多少。
Your body talks to you when you're tired. You should shut down and sleep.
因为你的身体是会对你说话的，当你觉得非常累的时候。你就应该马上停下来去休息。
It's not Maya to sleep when you need your body to be fit for service.
当你要保持这个身体的健康，并且用身体去为 Krishna 做奉献服务的时候，你的这种休息就不是 Maya， 不是虚幻能量。
We have plenty of energy and mental alertness when we have to look after our family.
当我们要去照看我们的家人的时候，我们也需要就是身体上的这种精力的充沛，以及我们头脑思维上的警觉。
So we have to learn how to balance our time so we can be fit to have our family responsibility covered and our service to Krishna covered.
所以说呢，我们要就是也需要心意上的，就你的思想应该要是敏锐的，你才能照顾好家人嘛。所以说我们要知道怎么样去安排我们的这个时间，当我们把这个时间安排好了之后呢，我们才能够顾及两个方面，一方面就是说要能够很好的去照顾这个家庭，另外一方面要很好的去为Krishna for.
So the body is an instrument in the hands of the spiritual master.
其实我们的身体是灵性导师手中的工具。
It needs to be fed properly.
你是要不断的去滋养它的，喂养它的，给它充分的食物。
It needs to be regulated.
它还需要有这种规范的生活。
It needs to rest.
还需要休息。
So if we don't follow these procedures, then we're not going to last very long.
如果说刚才这几点都做不到的话，那我们可能也坚持不了多久。
It's better to reduce the amount of spiritual activities that we do in order to have quality service than trying to do quantity but not in good quality.
所以在这个时候在服务这方面可能真的就是说需要去减少一些了，在量上进行减少，然后在质上进行提高，因为呢这样的目的呢可以帮助你能够更好的专注在有质量的奉献服务上面。
And there's another thing that devotees are not aware of is that the amount of hours that they spend looking at their computer screen brings triple amount of exhaustion.
还有一点大家可能没有注意到，可能也是不知不觉的，其实你去看手机也好，看那个电脑的屏幕也好，它其实是会很耗散你的精力的，是这个比你平常的普通的这个活动的耗散率还要大上两倍，两三倍。
So it's good to go from one class to another, one training to another, one lecture to another, one seminar to another, but all you do is put your eyes on the computer screen 10 hours a day. No wonder you're exhausted.
就是说好多奉献者现在就是在网上一直参加不同的这个课程，然后不同的听课还有各种各样的一些培训的这些项目，就是不断的在手机或者是电脑上面这样子听课呀，看着呀，其实不知不觉当中呢，就是已经是每天可能花了10个小时在这个屏幕上面，那这个时候是很疲惫。What it really means is like in big programs, like serving the gurus or organizing programs, you have no other choice.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to be fit physically.
我刚才呢强调说，你讲的是在大联谊，还有大家很多人一起做服务，比如说服务 guru 什么的，你可能是别无选择。那罗德长发布说，这个无关，就是你还是得要注意到你的这个身体的健康和感受，这个是必须的。
And serving the guru for special occasion, this is not every day, this is occasionally.
那如果说是服务 guru 的话， guru 来访，那这个并不是说是每天日常你都要做的，只是好长一段时间才有这么一次。
The point is that exhaustion stops the mind from functioning properly.
那这个关键是在于一个人他疲惫的时候，他的脑子就不听使唤了。
And as far as astrology is concerned,It has absolutely nothing to do with devotional service.
还有你在这里所说到的这种星象的变化，这个跟我们的奉爱服务没有任何的关系。
It doesn't matter where the planets are.
不管这个行星也好，火星也好，运行到哪里。
It doesn't matter what influence is in the air.
不管是它在这个宇宙空间当中，它产生了什么样的作用。
A devotee finds every opportunity to serve Krishna.
奉献者无论在任何情况下都能找到一切的机会为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
If you check the astrology for this and that, you won't even want to get out of bed in the morning.
如果说呢，大家老是专注着这个星象怎么样的话，看得特别细，看得特别多，可能你早上连起床的热情都没有了。
Devotional service is far more powerful than any planet's alignment.
这个奉爱服务比这个所有的这些行星怎么样排列这种问题要就是有力的多，有力量的多，就不用在乎他们的这种影响，比起奉爱服务来说是微乎其微。Okay.下一个问题，有时候奉献者之间的冲突好像是 Krishna 注意问安排。Sorry, I should have read this. It's related. 有时候奉献者之间的冲突好像是 Krishna 故意安排。通过这些事件，让我们更多的看到自己旧有的模式，也帮助我们超越这些限制，获得提升。这样看的话，这些冒犯的事件是否也是 Krishna 的原则呢 ？Sometimes we see the conflict between the devotees looks like seems to be intentionally arranged by.Krishna, because through all these incidents, we can reflect on ourselves and see our old pattern of thoughts, our old patterns. We recognize our old pattern, and so that it can help us to transcend those limitations and get elevation.Such being the case, can we say that some seemingly offensive incidents is also from Krishna's mercy?
Don't involve Krishna in everything.
就是我们不用在任何的这个很多事情里面都去把这个 Krishna 牵涉进来，不用这样子。
Many of the things are a product of the mind.
其实很多事情都是我们心意的结果。
And of course, they are an opportunity for becoming more mature and gain experience.
当然了，就是你说到的这些问题、这些冲突啊什么的，它其实是可以给我们提供一个自我成长和成熟的机会的。
So the situation is not Krishna's mercy. How we respond to the situation is Krishna's mercy.
所以这些事件的本身的发生，并不是来自于 Krishna 的仁慈，但是我们怎么样去面对和应对这些问题，怎么去解决它，这个的确是来自于 Krishna 的仁慈。
We create those situations.
这些问题冲突什么，实际上是我们自己创造出来的。
How we deal with it, that's Krishna's mercy.
但是呢，我们怎么样去解决这些冲突，那这个是来自于 Krishna 的仁慈。热爱生命，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译。请问咕噜，生活中在别人对事情不知情的情况下造成的误解和指责，有必要去解释吗？还是远离这样的事情，或者你去远离这样的原因来顶拜咕噜的莲花族？In our life, sometimes there comes some misunderstandings and criticism, because the other people don't know about the actual situation. So do we need to be aloof from this kind of thing or this kind of crowd or this kind of person or this kind of association? Did you get it?
No.
并不是这样的。So we shouldn't be aloof or keep distance from it.
Why do we need association of devotees?
我们不能远离这样的联谊。那我们为什么需要联谊呢？这个你要深思一下。
Because in the association of devotees, as this verse is saying, we get to hear about Krishna.
就像是我们今天所学到的这个诗节里所说的，为什么我们需要跟奉献者联谊？因为跟奉献者在一起的时候，我们就更有机会去聆听有关 Krishna 的话题。
We hear about Krishna with the devotees, and we serve the devotees.
然后呢，我们就是从跟奉献者的联谊那里去聆听有关 Krishna。那么同时呢，我们还有通过联谊，我们就有机会去服务奉献者。
So what is the result of engaging in this way?
那么如果你这样去做的话，那它会带来一个什么样的结果呢？
We are more inclined to.Open our hearts.
就是说，我们更愿意敞开自己的心扉了。
And when we open our hearts, then we are able to deal with conflicts.
当我们的心更敞开的时候，我们就能够更好的去面对冲突。
But if we think that this is not good company for me, this is not good association, I should stay away, means we run away from the actual challenge.
如果说我们说。这个人我不适合跟他在一起，这样的事情我要远离。老是有这样的一种远离的那种感觉的话，就说明我们其实是在逃避，我们不愿意去面对这种挑战。
This is not going to help. It's not going to help solve the situation.
那你这样的一种远离的逃避的话，是无济于事的，它不可能帮助你从根本上解决这些问题。
Don't forget, in China, you don't have many options for association.
我们别忘了，在中国，我们的这种联谊的机会是非常的有限的，没有太多的其他的选择。
And that's why devotees they jump from one group to another on WeChat trying to find the right association.
所以说嘛，我们奉献者现在有很多微信群啊，所以说好多人就从一个群跳到另外一个群，到处去找联谊。
Sometimes they go to one group and then they leave because they say they all talk nonsense.
有的时候在一个群里待了一阵子，听到几句不中听的话，然后就立刻就离开了这个群，而说他们都是在胡说八道，说些无聊的话，我就不在这儿待着了。
Or they go to another group and they only talk about Krishna.
然后到另外一个群里面，说是只谈 Krishna。
So the issue is not with others. The issue is with ourselves.
其实这个问题不是出在别人那，问题是在我们自己身上。Okay. 最后一个问题 ，Hare Krishna 说的，感恩帕布提的早课可以念诵吗？ Can we chant the japa while listening to our morning class?
What?
Yeah. Can we chant japa while listening to our morning class?
No, you have to choose. Either you listen to the class or you chant japa. You can't do both.
你两个你只能选一个。你要不就认真听早课，要不你就念诵。两者只能取其一。Otherwise, you can't do both.
Well, it's offensive. It's offensive to Krishna and it's offensive to the speaker.
否则的话你这里就会有冒犯啦。这个你对于 Krishna, 因为你念诵证明就是 Krishna 和你在一起，那你就冒犯了 Krishna, 同时你也冒犯了讲课的人。OK, 好了，我们今天的问题全都回答完了。
OK,
yes.
So, enjoy your national holiday with full Krishna consciousness.
请大家呢抱着全然的 Krishna 知觉，好好的享受你们的国庆假日。
Be kind to your family members.
好好的对待你们的家人。
Take care of your husband, wife, and children.
要好好的照顾你们的丈夫、妻子和孩子。
Take care of your parents.
好好的照顾父母。
They gave you birth, so you can be in Krishna consciousness.
他们给了你这个肉体的生命，这样子你才有机会接触 Krishna 知觉去修行。
And spend time in quality chanting.
然后呢，要好好的。花时间去保证有质量的念诵。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashyadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Go Premanande Hari Bol.
来昆台知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的切坦念经师切坦念 Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束。我们现在讲到的是《玛达丽拉中篇逍遥》的第23章。欢迎感谢大家的聆听，我们下周同一时间周三早上欢迎再见。 Hare Krishna。